Certainly a painting
can be beautiful, breathtaking all by itself. I certainly have plenty of wonderful memories of watching Bob Ross do it in real time, just paint. And you're watching him, you're like, oh my gosh, he just made a mistake. Of course, he never did make a mistake. It always worked out great. But you take that frame, or rather that painting from Bob Ross, and you put it in the right frame, whew, now it becomes something that people have to stop and absolutely stare at. The painting itself didn't change, just the frame. Somehow, the experience, how we experience that painting, that image, that picture, becomes completely different. And life works pretty much the same way. The frame that you're placing around the experiences of your life often determines the meaning that you give to those experiences. How you think about them, how you feel about them, how you look at something makes all the difference. And one of my favorite stories is that of the three stonecutters. No doubt you've heard me say it, but briefly, traveler was traveling along. She came upon a work site where there were three stonecutters working away, and she was curious as to what they were doing. So she walks up to the first stonecutter, and she says, "Pardon me, can I ask you what you're doing?" And the first stonecutter looks up with this angry look on her face, and she says, "What does it look like I'm doing? I'm cutting these stupid rocks. I've got the worst job in the entire country. My hands hurt. My head hurts. Everything hurts." Like, whew, traveler said, "I'm so sorry for your trouble." Moved on to the second stonecutter, said, "Pardon me, can I ask you what you're doing?" Second one looks up with a very, very focused look in her eye. She says, "I'm working to become the best stonecutter in the entire world." Traveler said, "Well, that is a worthwhile endeavor. Good luck in achieving it." She gets about halfway to the third stonecutter, and she thinks to herself, could she possibly be whistling a happy tune? And sure enough, it's exactly what was going on. She said to the third stonecutter, "Pardon me, I hate to bother you. It seems like you're really enjoying yourself. Can I ask you what you're doing?" Third stonecutter looks up with his gleaming eye, and she said, "I'm building a cathedral." So, three people doing essentially the exact same thing, but having completely different experiences. The moral of the story is how you look at something makes all the difference. It's the framing of it. And that's true for just about literally everything. The right framing, a different framing, can absolutely change the entire experience, not because it changes what reality is. It's changing how it is that we're interacting with reality. It changes how we are experiencing it. So you think about an actual picture frame. You can put the exact same photograph or painting into three different frames, and people will experience it differently. It could be a very elegant frame, rustic, modern. It could be antique. The image hasn't changed, but the presentation of it did. And from that, meaning often follows. It's also true with a pair of glasses. You've got the same prescription, but you change the frame on those glasses, and it's going to change how other people see you, and it can even change how it is that you see yourself. You think about, you know, if you had a pair of like bright red frames versus very, very understated frames. And these days, I think that there's that heavy black frame that's been going around, and some more minimalistic, and some people really choose to use their frames to express personality or to, you know, match an outfit or to create a vibe, whatever. Whatever. It's pretty amazing. The object stays the same. The frame changes perception. Now think about money. Do you think that money is the root of all evil? Or is money one of the greatest tools that's ever been created for helping human beings, for helping people? You're probably already answering that question, and whichever answer you choose, you're going to spend your entire life proving yourself right. Think about money. It's not good. It's not evil. Money is just money. It's just a tool, and we give meaning to everything, certainly money. We decide how it is that we're going to interact and use it, and the frame, so how we're doing that, that's going to determine our experience with it. Think about your work, what you do for a living. Do you have to go to work, or do you get to go to work? One sounds like You're going to prison. The other sounds like you're pursuing a great opportunity. Might be the identical job, but the experience certainly will not be. What about exercise? Oh God, I gotta work out. Or I get to build a stronger, healthier body. What about your diet? Oh, I can't eat that. Or I'm choosing something that serves the person that I want to be. I want more energy. I want to be stronger. I want to be a better dad. I want to be able to play with my kids for as long as they want to play with me. So the actions themselves don't change. The frame does. What about your future? Do you believe that your best years are behind you, or are they still to come? What a massive difference that is. And that belief is going to influence every decision that you make today. Do you believe that your future is going to be better than your past? Well, you better be preparing for that. You're excited. You're going on vacation soon. So you want to make sure that you got all the right stuff. You have the right body to go on this trip with you. But if you think it's going to suck, well, then what's the point of all of it? There's not one. Probably not going to take care of yourself. You're probably not going to care for your body or make yourself stronger. You know? That's really interesting. And here's the really interesting, fascinating part of this whole thing is that it's a decision, not a certainty. It is a choice. And it starts when something happens and your brain immediately asks, what does this mean? And that's where the frame gets built. Sometimes it's automatic, but sometimes it can be really, really intentional. And the problem is that too many of us are still looking at life through some frame that we were given, that we inherited, that got passed down. We're using the frame that our parents gave to us, or that teacher gave to you, your friends, your culture, the news gave to you. Whew. You're looking at, and me, we're all looking at events of the world through somebody else's frame. Have you ever seen one of those exercises where you can go and watch like a movie clip without any sound? So if it's a scary movie, but you can't hear anything, so you don't hear the music that's building up to something, or it's a very ominous dun, 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 dun. It's like I'm nervous just thinking about what's going to happen. I'm going to eat by a shark or something like that. But if there's not that frame around it to influence how I'm experiencing it, well, then it's totally different. So you pass failures, disappointments that we had, relationships. And not to say that the frames that maybe we're still looking at, we're still using, that it's not useful because maybe they served us at one time, but so many of them just no longer serve us. And I'm not trying to tell you that I'm trying to pretend that a bad thing is a good thing, because reality matters and we must interact with the world as it is, not as we want it to be. Reality is important. Pain is real. Loss is real. Failure is certainly real. So I'm not talking about denying reality. I'm talking about choosing the most useful interpretation that is available to you. The one that helps you keep moving. The one that helps you grow professionally, personally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, physically. The one that makes you a stronger version of you. So maybe the setback, it's actually some form of tuition that you're paying. And maybe your criticism is useful feedback. Maybe your obstacle is a form of training, and maybe your responsibility is actually an absolute privilege. Maybe what you are building is, in fact, a cathedral, and you're not just breaking rocks. Every day, life is handing us different events. We get to choose the frame that we are putting around it. So the question is this: what in your life could really benefit from, really needs, could use a new frame? Your marriage, your work, your finances, your health, your family, your future? Just changing the frame is not going to immediately change circumstance, but it can absolutely change your experience of it. And from there, everything else can change too. So the world is certainly not ours to control, but the frame through which we see it usually is. So you get to choose. I get to choose how I think and feel about every circumstance of my life. And because of that, it's a superpower. I have to choose wisely. because the right frame doesn't change reality. It changes what reality makes possible. It's a powerful thing. With great power comes great responsibility. What we're really talking about, as always, is doing our part by doing our best.